On the 20th of June 2006, 20 white-tailed sea eagle chicks arrived on a flight from Norway to Kerry Airport. Their arrival in the kingdom was the culmination of years of work on the part of the National Parks and Wildlife Service and organisations like the Golden Eagle Trust and the Irish Raptor Group to bring the white-tailed sea eagle back to Ireland after an absence of more than 100 years. Eamon Meskell is divisional manager at Killarney National Park. He explains why the eagle, once a very common species here, was obliterated by 1910.
There was a couple of issues at the time. One of them was, I suppose, landlordism, where we were bringing in estates for grouse and for all these game birds, and the sea eagle would have been seen as a kind of a species that wouldn't have been that friendly to development of grouse moors and all that at the time, which was a false kind of a belief. The other one would have been that Ireland predominantly was a Catholic country, and Friday would have been a fish-eating day, and of course anything that was going to be contradictory to fish stocks and everything like that would have been frowned upon from the point of view of availability of the species. So that would have been another one. The other one then would have been egg collectors. There was an upsurge in that hobby at the time. So people would have gone out collecting the eggs of the species on the nest sites, and there's a critical stage during the cycle of the nesting period of a white-tailed eagle and all birds of prey, where if they're off the nest for a significant period of time, as a matter of hours on a cold day, the embryo and the eggs would perish. So we successfully exterminated a species that had been on our landscape since time immemorial, and those were mainly the reasons why. And another one would have been taxidermy. The eagle would have been a valued specimen for collection as a stuffed specimen in the big houses of the time, and not alone one, maybe two or three eagles. So that would put serious pressure on a breeding pair. And when you consider that the white-tailed sea eagle has to be 5 to 6 years of age before it's mature enough to breed for the first time, and it has to pair up and find a mate and build a nest site, and at the time in Ireland we had a lot of sea eagle nest sites, so there would have been competition, so eagles would have had to fight for their area that they wanted to nest in. So all of those pressures would have been on the eagles at the time.
At the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, Ireland signed up to a biodiversity plan which included the reintroduction of species native to an area that were now extinct. Eamon says a lot of research was done to establish if the eagle could be successfully reintroduced to Ireland from Norway without damaging the existing eagle population there.
A group of people with different organisations got together in the early 2000s, National Parks and Wildlife Service, the Golden Eagle Trust, the Irish Raptor Group, and other interested parties. And there was a group of about six or seven that met and identified the fact that, look, we had a key species in the country, a bird of prey, which was the white-tailed sea eagle, and it's an apex predator. And that had been in the country, it was gone, so we decided that, yeah, this would be a key species, along with the golden eagle, actually, to see if we could bring them back. And how was it possible to actually bring them back into the country? And how would you go about bringing them back into the country? So we examined all the guidelines and the criteria of the biodiversity in the Earth Summit, and there were six or seven key elements, and a couple of those elements was, look, can you prove that the species existed in the country at that time, before it became extinct? Number two, could you bring it back, and would it disappear again, or would it become extinct again because of men's predation and what we did on it? And number three, could you find a donor stock where you could get a supply of sea eagles, which was key to the whole thing? And if you did, would you damage, or would you put into balance, an outer balance tilt, the species that you were going to take it from? So we did all those studies, and we came up with all the positives, and we built up quite a strong relationship with the Norwegians, because there was a strong white-tailed sea eagle population in Norway.
And as a result of years of work, the first 20 chicks arrived in Kerry in June of 2006.
Those 20 chicks arrived, and those were the 20 chicks that we put into the release cages up in Tomies Mountain, and we managed them for a six-week period then until they got their flight feathers. And when those eagles were about 5 weeks in the release site, then we put satellite tags on them, and the following week we released them.
So now, that was over a five-year period, 20 chicks per year. How have they done since that time?
They've done very well. 2006 was the first year. Our first nest site, successful nest site, was in 2012, and that was up in Loch Derg. So that proved to us that the eagles, they were released into the wild, they survived, they travelled the country, they set up a nest site 100 kilometres away in Loch Derg, and the first successful hatching and fledging of white-tailed eagle chicks in the wild in over 100 years happened in 2012 up in Loch Derg, Mount Shannon. So it worked. We lost a number of eagle chicks over the first five-year period of the process of the release project. We lost some through poisoning, some through turbine strikes, some were killed and while they were normal, and they even killed themselves. I mean, there's interspecific or quite serious fighting among the white-tailed eagles themselves when they're setting up territories and all this. So out of that first 100 chicks to be released, we lost about 45 of them. So we had in or around 50 at the end of the period, and we had one or two nest sites, which was good.
Was there a lot of resistance at the time from some people in the country to them being reintroduced? I'm thinking of farmers, I suppose.
It was, yeah. No, not alone the farmers. In actual fact, the farmers turned out to be really, really positive and helpful in the whole process as we went through it. But initially, there was. We had difficulties convincing the stakeholders in the country that, look, this was a species that was once in our landscape. It was an apex species, a predator, that existed out there in its own right, was at the top of the food chain, and that kind of unsurety was there from the farming communities that should this eagle be brought back, mm-hmm. because it's a bird of prey, it's out there in the wild, it's existing on wild stuff. We had to go to the nth degree to prove that, look, it is a wild bird, we need to bring it back. From our experiences in the countries where the eagle exists, there is no inherent danger to livestock. We went out and we interviewed the farmers in Norway. We met them. There wasn't any difficulty with white-tailed eagles taking lambs. The only thing that they might take is a dead lamb that would have been weakened at birth, or the placenta. And look, that's the message that we brought back, and that's what we went out and we met with the ICMSA and the IFA and all the groups, and they were quite agreeable with it at the end of the day that, look, yeah, this looks to be a project that Ireland needs.
Eamon says if birds of prey are thriving, it shows that everything else below them on the food chain is also healthy.
From a biodiversity point of view, the white-tailed eagle is at the top of its own food chain. Mm-hmm. That means that there are many, many branches in that chain as you go down along to the baseline. I mean, they're inherently a sea eagle, so they eat fish. So if we didn't have clean rivers, if we clean-ish rivers, I mean, our rivers could be cleaner than what they are, but if you didn't have the little bugs and slugs and aphids and stoneflies in the rivers and the fry, and if those fry weren't there for the bigger fish to eat and all that kind of thing, well then, you know, and our seas, if they weren't clean enough, we wouldn't be having enough mackerel or herring or stuff like that. So look, from the point of view of we see a white-tailed eagle as existing, well, that means to say that there are layer upon layer upon layer of other species that are existing as well to provide the food for that eagle to exist. So it's a flag to us that things below that on the food chain are healthy.
Over the last few years, a further 50 chicks have been imported from Norway. Eamon himself has managed the second phase of the project, now run entirely by the National Parks and Wildlife Service.
Again, we engaged with the Norwegians, and over a 3 to 4 year period, we again brought in something like 50 white-tailed eagle chicks. So what we're seeing now is the numbers have increased. We expect that this year we should have in the region of 12 to 15 white-tailed eagle nest sites out there. And we expect that we're going to have an increase in the fledgling rate as well. Whereas we had one chick fledged in 2019, last year we had 11. So it was the first time we went into double digits. So we're expecting even an increase in that. From that point of view, I think we're on an upward curve, and we seem to have come through the whole poisoning era. We're still having the odd one, but I think 2015 was the last serious poisoning that we had. So I think from that point of view, that's why the White-tailed Eagle project has been good for Ireland as well, because it highlighted that there was poisons out there, that they have been handled sufficiently and that we are dealing with it properly. And lo and behold, then we have an increase in the buzzard population and the kestrel population and the peregrine falcon population. So there are spin-offs as well. And of course, you have a big massive spin-off is the tourist sector.
Yeah, there's huge public interest in them, isn't there?
Absolutely huge public interest. I mean, from our own national schools to our own, the country of Ireland in incorporated seems to have taken on this project and embraced it. And from that point of view as well, we have a lot of foreigners coming over. And for instance, the first year that we had the nest site in Mount Shannon, we had 10,000 people specifically that visited the pier in Mount Shannon to see the white-tailed eagle nest through a telescope from that place. So it generates a lot of interest, and local communities are delighted with the whole input as well, because there's a socio-economic benefit to that as well.
That we now have native white-tailed sea eagles is a great source of hope for the future.